Jonah Hill's probably so respectful.
King.
Wait, he's like low-key cute too.
Yeah, he's gotten pretty hot.
Yeah, he's
But
gone fucking
he told
hard,
us
right?
not to comment on that though. He posted
I'm
and
not
said, stop
commenting on
commenting.
anything about. I've always thought Jonah Hill was very charming.
But you're saying he's hot now, and we're saying that because he like
No. I'm saying it because he came into himself and like knows how to dress. Like he's been wearing some fits
Yeah, he
lately.
stays dressing.
He
Yeah.
stays dressing cute.
Yeah.
Also, he's skinny. No, I'm just kidding.
Mystic balls.
Hi. Hey, Cheyenne. Jeez, I woke
Oh
up
my
this morning.
God.
My
This is my
voice
new
is like,
co-host, Nick.
what's up,
Hey, what's
guys?
up, baby? So sorry, everyone. It's been a couple weeks, but
Yeah,
we don't
we're
get paid for this,
back.
so
Yeah.
we
No
just
one
love
came knocking down
charity.
our door, so we just
No one cared.
no one noticed, but we are back.
We noticed.
We noticed. I missed you. I
I
missed
missed you
this. I missed
too.
us.
Nicole visited LA last weekend and we were too busy having fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was too short of a trip,
It
but
was too short. Well, you can just come back.
yeah, totally. It's like actually heartbreaking whenever I visit because everyone's like, oh, so great to see you again. So you're moving here, right? And I'm like,
No, we're
maybe.
just all so delusional. We've convinced ourselves that you're like gonna move here. We as in me for the most part, but
Yeah.
you just have
But yeah,
hoes
that was really
on in
fun.
so many different postal codes.
I know.
How do
I'm
you keep track?
super bi-coastal. It's hard. I have to have an Excel
Bicoastal.
worksheet.
The middle coast of America. Wait, I
I've
want
been.
to address
Okay.
that there are a lot of new people here listening to this. Who are you?
How did you come to find us?
Are
I
you
just.
okay? Is everyone okay?
Like, I get that the Vampire Diaries was like such a big hit back in the day. But the fact that I talk to people and they're like, oh, yeah, I still watch the Vampire Diaries. I rewatch it like yearly. I'm like, what?
Like,
Girl,
is that who's
what?
list? I just like don't know. Also, really scary. Okay, so we have access to like it shows like the gender distribution of people that like of
Our
our listeners.
analytics.
And it used to be like literally 98% girlies and 2% males. And I was like, what's the
Men,
girly form?
boys.
What's the girly form? Also, I'm sorry, it doesn't include gender non-binary people. It's not my analytics. But it went up to now it's like 10% male.
10% boys?
I
Listen,
know.
boys. Y'all like the Vampire
Stop
Diaries?
listening.
Okay, this is for the girlies and
This
the
is not a
gays.
safe space for you
No,
at
we
all.
hate you. No, we don't.
We fucking hate you.
We fucking hate
No, it's probably like Parrish and Russell.
you.
But like, I don't know if that would constitute 10%. I don't know. I haven't crunched the numbers.
Yeah, I know my boyfriend listens,
Oh,
but
wait, yeah.
he's a boy,
Were you trying to
unfortunately.
figure out how to say my boyfriend without saying
Without
my
sounding,
boyfriend?
yeah, I was just like, God, I don't even. But he listens to every episode, which is
My
like really
God,
sweet.
King.
Like, why? But
He hasn't donated yet.
yeah, he did leave a comment on
Has to pay
our.
his reparations.
I know. We just have so many fans. I hope you guys know when we say this, like, we're just kidding.
We're
Like,
kidding.
I
It went
wait,
from
we
like 10
posted
people to 15, and we're like, who are these people?
I'm like, we're just getting so big. You sent me that the one analytics. Well, we keep getting random emails from like Spotify,
Dave.
I
His name is
guess,
Dave.
from Dave, our boy Dave. And he's like, oh, you guys are number 196 on the
Wait, we're
improv
130
charts.
now. Which, why are we? Is this
We're
improv?
we keep climbing
Is this
these
long
charts.
form improv?
I don't know, but like
we stay climbing these improv charts.
And I posted it on my Instagram and like I got people like sliding in and they were like, congratulations. And I was like, no, I'm just
I know. I got that too.
It's like not notable at all.
Everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I'm like, girl, I'm a 190 on the improv charts.
I didn't even know there was an improv chart. Improv.
We're just building our improv empire. Don't mind us. Everyone's plotting on our resume downfall.
Yeah, literally.
Nicole's drinking a Celsius, which reminds me of that I wanted to talk about the gym.
Okay, let's talk about the gym. We've been two gym girlies lately.
Yeah, we actually are in the works with a Gymshark brand deal.
Yeah.
Mystic Balls times Gymshark.
We're collabing. Whitney Simmons, where are you?
Big things in the works.
Yeah, literally. Big announcements to come.
Like micro influencers post stuff like that. They're like huge things in the works, you guys. Like stay posted. And then it's like literally a deal with like Skechers. You're like, why?
Ew. Actually, why did I stay posted for that? Kind
of
sick.
Oh yeah, you kind of like Skechers.
Yeah, I'm into Skechers. Wait, remember when Vanessa Hutchins like low-key collabed with Skechers?
For sneaker night? It's like when I like became sentient.
That's when you like came just into your body. Yeah.
Is that when Zac Efron was in that? Oh no. That was where they're bowling.
Yeah, they were bowling. And they were like dancing in the streets. Song? Sneaker night?
No, it's different from sneaker night. It's like a slower song and they were bowling and like they're also like on the playground on the spinny thing.
I can like hear it in the background of my mind. I can't think of it though.
It's always in the background of my mind.
But what about the gym, girl? Oh.
I just wanted to talk
about. You just wanted to like tell people?
No.
Going to the gym.
Men at the gym.
Oh my God. I could go on and on and on and
this
on and on.
This is the most.
It's scary.
This is like the crustiest, dustiest, oldest ass take. Like everyone has had it and talked about it for years. But like, holy shit.
The audacity. I mean, it's never been more apparent how like the audacity of men than when I go to the gym, wherein I'm like in the, I don't know, freeway area and there's so much room. And then some man literally plops down right next to me and starts like dropping into push-up burpees and like grunting. And I'm just like,
why do they scream? They literally scream. I tweeted this. I thought I was really dropping a banger. No one liked it, but this is why they don't make noises during sex. They literally get it all out of their system at the gym. They literally are screaming, grunting, crying, throwing up, shitting, shaking, all just like in the middle of LA Fitness.
Yeah, I mean, it's like really primal for men to work out, perhaps. Like, I don't even know what it is, but they just like, it's so scary, dude. Well, let's not even talk about when I lived in LA for that sweet, sweet month.
But I want you to talk about this. This is my kind God. Of, I actually just set a trap for you to talk about this.
I any opportunity to talk about this, I absolutely will take it. But when I was in LA, I don't know, I got a gym membership and was like, I'm just gonna work out. And I worked out like 5 times a week, but there's a man that was there.
Hey, that was unnecessary for you to hold on it.
No, because he was there every single time I was there.
Oh, which was 5 times a week. Which by
was
the way.
Which was in case often. You missed that.
Sorry.
And he would, it was like this old man, and he would ride the stationary bike, sans shoes and socks. Every day without fail, he was there. And I just like don't understand, like, first of all, what is he gaining from that? Does he like really get to feel one with the bike? Does he like,
were his toes like gripping the pedals? Were they curled around?
Yeah, girl, he was like, he was literally one with the bike. He was like, I don't know, it was just so heinous to look at and like repulsive. Like he took off his perfectly good New Balance sneakers.
Wait, he wore it and then took them off?
Yeah, he like had shoes and socks.
And he took them off.
To ride the bike.
Kate, I thought I had asked you everything about this man and I never thought to ask that. I assumed he was just like one of those guys in LA that's just like barefoot all the time.
No.
But he's not.
He was a shoe guy, but not for the bike. He was a barefoot bike guy.
This was like the highlight of my day every day was when Nicole would like tell me what happened to her at the gym. Because I couldn't.
Everyone was so whack. Like, I don't know. Just like be normal. Like, it's not that hard. Just workout and leave.
What was that guy? That would literally like just go absolutely nuts on a punching bag while he was looking at you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. This is where, but this isn't even humorous because this is where we get into like hella unsafe territory. Like, I did not feel safe in that fucking life. I was like
literally
fitness.
Imagining that he was like beating the hell out of you.
He's like, this could be you, bitch.
He just was looking at you and punching the hell out of it.
Who, by the way, he was also barefoot. Maybe this was like a no shoes, no problem sort of a gym. I just like, didn't get the memo. They're like, by the way, do you wear shoes when you work out? Because you don't
you can't come here.
But yeah, a man would just, there was like a punching bag in the middle of the like floor area, which by the way, why did they design it like that? But he would just go absolutely fucking apeshit on the punching bag. And like, it was just so scary and like such a display of masculinity for him to be like exerting so much force onto a punching bag whilst making eye contact with me, like doing my crunches. It was really scary though.
Dude, well, I think you should just be grateful. He was probably, you know, he has to punch the punching bag of the gym so he doesn't actually punch women. Like, I think he was just like dealing with it in a more appropriate way.
Self-care king.
That punching bag and that gym membership is probably the one thing keeping him out of prison.
Yeah, he could be the next Ted Bundy, but he's not.
Sorry, that's just connecting to me that you said that. Because I was like going to work out just like classes. Mm-hmm. And it was just way too expensive. So I was like, I'll just get a gym membership. And everything that's been said to me before that I've like heard, like I said, this is like a crusty ass take. Like everyone talks about like dudes in the gym and like people on TikTok like record men being weird to them at the gym.
Yeah.
But everything in my experience so far has been true. They take up so much space, they make so much noise.
Yeah.
And just like really do have the audacity. But the one thing is like, no one's been like creepy to me yet. And my feelings are hurt.
No.
Am I not? Do you like, wait, I'm sorry. You know, when like someone, when you're walking, you know, when you're walking,
like when you don't get catcalled and you're like, okay, I don't want to be, but like low-key, like, I do look fire today.
Like when you're walking with a friend and like they're getting harassed and you're not. And there is like a part of you that's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're like, okay, am I not harassable?
Am I not equally as assaultable as my hot friend?
Ugh, and that's just like, God, I can't believe we live in a society.
Live in a society. Well, I mean, I did like a 5-day trial, so. But I just really thought someone would like be creepy to me and it hasn't happened. And I think I like look cute. I don't know.
I don't even know what to tell you. Like,
you should consult me. What do you mean?
Okay.
You're like, you do look so assaultable. Like, really,
I'm so sorry that no one's like had the audacity to come up to you and like try to hit on you at the gym while you're working out.
No, I actually would hate that. I need to make that very clear before.
No, that's the thing. Like, I don't want it to happen.
I don't want that to happen at all. I don't even want people to look at me at the gym.
No, if I could go to a gym, girl, we should start a girls-only gym, girlies-only gym. I just would feel so safe.
And it's only teeny, tiny little dumbbell weights. It's just little Q-tips.
Yeah.
You're so frail.
It's not
tiny.
Even a gym. It's just a coffee shop. We just have, like, smoothies, acai bowls.
It's just the gym today. All the special little things that a girl wants. It's just a bunch of teeny tiny spoons that you can like.
You just like drink glasses of wine and like eat bruschetta.
Sorry, going to the gym. Everyone's barefoot.
Everyone's just, yeah. We're all wearing like floral dresses, wavy sundresses.
You have to wear a sundress.
I do love going to the gym. I do feel unsafe. Not even because, again, like I'm much like you, like no one has approached me. And I do wish that they would, but also just, people are so scary. Like, I just don't know. Like, I don't know. Women spend so much time and energy making themselves so small to, like, in spaces and just, like, I'm so considerate of other people and I would never get in within, like, 5 feet of another person's workout bubble unless it was just a jam-packed gym. And men are just, like, I always go right here. I know you're 12 inches away from me, but like this is where I go. So like I'm going to just do my burpees here. Wait, and like maybe I don't that's understand. Their
special little thing though. And men should have special little things too.
But like the fact that I'm like, oh, sorry. And I'll like get up and like scooch over like on his behalf, even though I was there first is so disgusting that I do that. But like also I don't have it in me to just wait it out, you know, and like hold my ground because I'm just a scaled girl.
Because you're just a little girl.
I'm just a little girl.
Gymshark collab, but it's just actually like
armor.
It's a shield and a sword. Joan of Gymshark.
Joan of Gymshark. Joan of Gymshark.
Joan Shark. Joan Shark.
Jonah Shark.
Jonah Hill.
Okay. Well, I guess we can talk about the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about the stupid fucking show that we talk about.
Okay. So
wait, what's the name of this episode? Sorry.
Plan B.
It is?
Yeah.
Wait, why did they do that?
Because Catherine talks about how she has like a plan A and plan B and plan C.
Because Catherine's talking about plan B.
But also like what a like weird title for the for the show.
When's the last time you took plan B? Just kidding. Okay.
It's been a minute. Wait, you're only okay. Wait, let's talk about Plan B for just one hot second.
Oh, because the weight
there's
limit
a lot
thing.
Of things. There's like a weight limit. Like it doesn't work if you're over 130 pounds.
Over 130?
Yeah. And then also,
wait, are you sure? Yeah, I thought it was like 160. Which I mean, that's still obviously it's not okay regardless. But wait, Plan B weight.
No, I remember seeing the weight limit.
155.
Like, oh, shit. 155. Okay, word.
It's just not as effective.
Gotcha. But like 155, I would say
what's
that's
the
like
average weight of women in America?
Yeah, like literally probably 155.
Wait, average weight of women in the U.S. is 170. So
wow, that's really interesting.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just because they, like, I don't know, Plan B is probably made by men. I don't know. The packaging is really cute, though. Yeah.
They only tested on Victoria's Secret supermodels.
Yeah, just, like, the hottest women.
Sorry, that's just science. They believe science, you know? Yeah.
Science is so misogynistic. I keep seeing TikToks about how, like, they never test anything on women, so then women take these drugs, and they, like, have weird side effects, and the doctors are like, oh,
that's weird. It didn't happen to me.
It didn't happen to the 85 men we tested on.
Okay.
Okay.
Plan B.
Yeah.
Oh my, the opening of this episode is really, really horny.
Yeah, it is.
Like, who did this?
Yeah. So Elena wakes up next to Stefan. She's wearing a tank top with a bra underneath.
Horrifying.
Which was notable. Like, did she sleep in an underwire bra? Girl, I don't know.
She must have.
I don't know about that. And they're like kissing.
They're like fully like morning breath.
Ew.
Making out.
I refuse. Like, I will not. Like, brush your damn teeth.
Also, if you recall, they are like sneaking around now, which I'm sure they fucking love.
Yeah, they fake broke up.
Elena's going to need some plan B if they keep sneaking around like this.
Yeah, literally.
They fake broke up so that Catherine doesn't kill Elena. And so now they're like hiding in her bedroom and making out in the morning, which is this a school day? Oh, no, it's not. I think it's Saturday.
Yeah.
That's fine. And then it keeps like cutting between scenes of Elena and Stefan making out and then Catherine and Mason making out. And not that it's a competition, but like Catherine and Mason are winning.
They are winning. Also, Nina Dobrev is just like working. Paid her overtime for this. But yeah, Catherine and Mason are kissing and they're much kissing. Hotter.
I would say Elena and Stefan are kissing and Catherine and Mason are kissing.
Oh yeah, and they're macking out.
If that can provide a visual for anyone. Also, if you need a visual, just stop listening to us and watch the show. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh God, wait, this is so nasty. She pricks her fingy. And because she has to feed Stefan a little bit of her blood to try to like
just to feed her little baby boy. He's microdosing.
He's microdosing her blood.
Ew, she pricks her finger. And after they're like done making out, they're like, okay, let's wrap this up. Are you hungry? And then she's like giving him her fingy blood and it's really nasty.
Yeah, it is.
And he's like,
they make such intense eye contact while he like sucks her finger.
Ew. Yeah, he seems a lot more excited about that make out too, which is like pretty hurtful.
Flip to Catherine and Mason and she's like really coming on to him. And she's like, by the way, where's the little moonstone? And he's like, I kept it safe. Don't worry about it. And she's like, haha, great. But like, I want it. Like, you need to give it to me.
She's like, I need to put it up my butthole.
Yeah, where it belongs.
He's like, she's like, where's the moonstone? He's like, it's in your butthole.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
You're being so selfish.
He's like, I'll give it to you tonight. Chill.
He's like, one more minute. It's not my turn.
Ew. Jeremy's in this episode. Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah.
He goes to see Damon, which why? Damon literally killed you.
Yeah, maybe he feels like sort of bonded to him after that. I don't know.
He's like, do it again. That was fun. Do it again.
But he wants to help. Because, well, I guess Jeremy's also friends with
Tyler.
Tyler, who is a werewolf. So he's like kind of in on like the werewolf secrets.
Jeremy just wants to be included. I get it. He's troubled. And, you know, honestly, they should include him because if they don't, he's going to shoot up the school.
He literally would. They need to keep his hands busy.
It's like literally his version of the man at the gym that's just like beating the hell out of it.
Yeah. No,
punching
literally.
Bag so that he doesn't beat the hell out of anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he tells Damon that he's like, I know about werewolves and I know that Mason's looking for a moonstone. And then Alaric walks in, which this is just so funny to me with like the concept that Alaric is Jeremy's history teacher.
I know. And also dating his aunt.
His aunt. And they're all just chatting
they're all
about
just hanging out.
I love that they keep bringing up that werewolves are an Aztec legend.
Yeah.
It just seems really specific and weird.
It's like so specific. And also they're in like, how did that get from the Aztecs? The ancient Aztecs
in Mexico.
To modern day Virginia? Question mark. Like I just the parallels between Virginia and
what's
Mexico.
The name of that where you think that everything? Oh, American exceptionalism. Maybe American or okay. Sorry, I was about to write a DBQ, and I just like don't need to. Because I'm not in AP US anymore.
AP US history.
Remember when people called it APUSH?
Yeah, I never took that class.
Why did we do that? You dummy.
I know, I'm so dumb. Hey, I was in my fair share of AP classes. You want me to list them?
No, it's okay. But yeah, anyways, Alaric shows up and he's like, I have some more information. Apparently the moonstone, which Jeremy calls the moonstone a special rock.
Which he's not that wrong.
It is a special rock.
Like it's not dumber than moonstone, you know?
No, it's about the same amount of dumbness. And he says that moonstones can be used to seal a curse. So he's basically wondering if Mason wants it to reverse the curse. Really sick curse. Band name, Reverse the Curse.
Oh my God.
Write that down.
Write that down, write that down.
Write that down. So in the meantime, of course, there's something always going on in Mystic Falls. We love our cute little tiny town. Everyone is helping out to prepare for a masquerade ball.
Oh my God. Like, I would F with a masquerade ball.
OMG, so fun. I want to go to a masquerade ball. Everyone's there, including Bonnie, who I forgot about.
Yeah, Bonnie's still like on her bitch shit, though.
She gets hotter every episode.
Really?
I think, yeah. She got rid of her bad bangs. Busted in this. Well, she doesn't have her bad front bangs anymore.
That's true.
Remember when she came back from her grandma's funeral with bangs?
Yeah, and we were like, ooh.
That's yikes. One way to get over a death of a family member.
Yeah, she's mourning. We can't blame her for mourning, her poor fashion choices.
But yeah, Elena talks to Bonnie about everything that's been going on with Catherine.
And she makes a really good point. She's like, and she tells her about Stefan, and Bonnie's basically like, they're fake fighting. And Bonnie's like, I can't even remember what she said. She's like, I'm not mad that like all this happened. I'm just like mad you didn't tell me about it. Like, I'm mad that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Which, fair enough, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm petty like that.
Yeah, you're like, why didn't you tell Let's me make it immediately? About me. Yeah, literally. Bonnie, chill.
But by the way, Elena's literally wearing jeggings.
Is she really? Yes. I didn't even notice.
Which, she must be wearing child-sized jeggings because her legs are toothpicks.
I know.
This show is giving me body dysmorphia. That's why both of us are at the fucking gym all the time.
I'm just like thinking about Elena and her jeggings.
Teeny tiny she is. But yeah, she tells her. And Bonnie is still very like anti-vampire and doesn't want to get involved in it. Because to be fair, they've all killed people.
Yeah.
All of them. Except for Bonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what?
I'm like, yeah, but no, but, and I was going to say, like, you know, that's just the cards they were dealt. Like, they're vampires. They're doing everything they can to not
They're trying their people. Best. To not,
they're
yeah.
trying their best.
Caroline's like, only killed one person.
True.
But it was someone that Bonnie was trying to smash.
True. I forgot that's, like, the core of their fight. Which
is so funny. It's so fucking funny.
She's like, I'm not even mad you killed him. I'm mad because I was like gonna go hang out with him later.
But yeah, she's still like not really down with Caroline because Caroline's a vampire now. She's not really down with Elena because Elena is very much a vampire apologist.
She is.
yeah, so but she's, I don't know, she's still like trying to be a good friend. I guess. I don't know.
She is trying. You can tell she, like, it takes a lot of her to do this, but she is, like, trying to be empathetic.
But she is really mad that she just, like, didn't know about all the drama, which, so me.
Fair enough, girl. Fair enough.
Mason's there and sees Stefan alive and is really confused because he thought that he killed both of them.
He's, like, really surprised to see you here looking so good.
So awkward.
And he's like,
did
yeah.
you do anything different? Like, keep living another day, bro?
Yeah, Stefan's like, yeah, I was, you know, a little down and then now I'm back. So, LOL.
And Mason's like, what did you do to Sheriff Forbes, Sheriff Eldon DeGeneres? And Stefan's like, oh, she's good. Mason's like, okay, what the fuck? Everyone is still alive.
Yeah, Mason's hella confused.
Which I feel that
really
way too
sad.
When I wake up in the morning.
Mason is like just like doing his best and trying to put the pieces together, and he's so easily manipulated. He literally is like, what the fuck, you guys? Like, why is no one telling me what's going on?
Everyone just wants to be clued in this episode.
Yeah. Oh my God, Elena's so fucking annoying in this episode.
Oh yeah. Okay, so while Mason's walking away from Stefan, probably real confused, he bumps into Bonnie, and Bonnie has like a witchy little, like, when she touches people, she gets like little visions sometimes, and she has a vision of him, and she says Elena making out. It's like, how titillating for Bonnie. Can you imagine if every time you bumped into someone, you just like had a vision of the last makeout that they had?
Whoa, that would actually be low-key helpful as fuck.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I want that superpower.
I you too. Just a joke for the girlies. Think of the
Directly
anguish it would
thinking
save
about that
everyone.
situation.
Think of the anguish it would like get it would save people from, you know?
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, now I wasn't even thinking about
Oh, I was immediately.
that. Yeah, no, I mean that would have saved me from being a contestant on the season of The Bachelor that I wasn't aware was being run. Didn't even get a fucking brand deal out of it.
Yeah, you didn't even gain like 100,000 Instagram followers. That
No, so
sucks.
disappointing. All this trauma, and for what?
And for what?
It's
You're a little
okay.
funnier.
I'm a little bit funnier, I
Once you stopped
suppose.
crying. So Stefan and Bonnie's like, okay, I saw like Mason and Elena
She's like,
kissing
this is
and
really awkward. I don't know how to tell you this.
yeah, she's like, bestie, buckle up. And Stefan's like, wait, no, Bonnie, that's like, you didn't see Elena, you saw Catherine. And so his little brain is working overtime and he's like, how is Catherine related to like the Mason situation? Like,
Mason,
why would
yeah.
she want anything to do with him? Because she always has something up her sleeve.
Yeah.
So,
She has a lot of hoes.
and yeah, and a lot of area codes too,
Mostly
probs.
just one. Well, yeah, I guess we don't know about
She's
her.
worldly,
She
isn't
is really
she?
worldly. Yeah, she has wanderlust. She's
Setter.
such a jet setter. But Stefan immediately runs to tell Damon about this and
Yeah.
is like, something's going on. Catherine's definitely using him for something. She doesn't just like make out with people for nothing.
That
And
we know of.
that we know of. And Jeremy literally pops out of the fucking ground as usual and is like, I can help. I know
He's like,
Tyler.
yo, what are we talking about?
I can get the moonstone from Tyler because he knows that Tyler has it and has been hiding it from Mason. And so he just immediately hops over to ask Tyler about the moonstone and if he can see it. And if you recall, Tyler pulled it out of his own ass to give to Mason to put up Mason's ass because he no longer wants anything to do. He was like, I'm sick of these curses and supernatural. He
He's
basically was like, respectfully, I would not like to be included in this narrative
Yeah, literally, he did say
anymore.
that. He did say that.
Wait, what's that meme from? Taylor
Taylor
Swift. Taylor,
Swift.
I love that she did that when she's like, please stop including me in this narrative that I have been an active participant in for the past 4 years.
She's
Thanks.
like, I'm actually choosing to opt out this quarter.
I'm
Thank you.
opting out of this story that I
And the center
literally am
of.
directly in the middle of and have been talking about.
Which, fair
So
enough. I love
me.
my
Like, I get it.
queen.
I get
Yeah,
it.
yeah. Like, whenever I'm over something, I'm like, I'm over this. They're like, you made such a big deal out of this for literal months, but like,
When
it's
you make
by
like
me.
a huge fucking mistake and you're like, please stop including me in this narrative. I
A
do not
huge
want to be a
fucking
part of this.
mistake. I've never made a mistake in my life.
Yeah, let alone a huge fucking one.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Cannot
But
relate.
yeah, so Jeremy's like, okay, shit, I actually can't help. And Stefan and Damon are like, okay, next crony, let's go. So they find Bonnie,
Their
basically.
local witch to do their
Yeah,
dirty
they find their
bidding.
local witch and they're like, hey,
They're
Bon,
like, hey girl, love your hair today.
love
Can
your bangs, love the
you do us
bangs.
a little favor?
And they want to kidnap Mason.
They're gonna try to kidnap Mason, which, first of all, Bonnie's like really anti, like, get involved.
She's the most
So,
morally upstanding character, and they decide to ask her to help them kidnap someone,
yeah, they just
which
want
she
more
does.
information. Yeah, they're like, kidnap him so that they can figure out, they can like interrogate Mason and find out where the moonstone is hiding. That's their goal.
Yeah. If everyone in the show could just be a little more sexually open, they would be able to find out where the moonstone is hiding.
1,000% Tune in
This
the
is
Pink.
ew.
Is that what you were talking about?
Like, yeah, but
Is
I
that what you
didn't
were
choose a
talking?
pew. It's
You
also not
never
in the
heard
pink, it's in the
that.
stink.
Two in the Pink, one in the Stink.
One moonstone in the stink. Yeah, that's actually what that actually is referring to.
Means, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
Everyone
I'm
in
embarrassed.
I just like haven't heard that since like middle school. And I think it shocked me is all. But yeah,
Sorry.
I mean the reference was spot on. Well, you said in the pink, you said two in the pink.
Because then I was like, you can fill in the rest. Like, I don't need to go on. Like, everyone knows that little jingle. But maybe
Little
they
nursery
don't.
rhyme. So Bonnie's like, no, okay, fine, I'll help. And she does the witchy thing where she like makes him have a really bad headache.
Aneurysm, I
An
guess.
aneurysm, which ouch, grab him while he's like debilitated and toss him in the back of his Bronco and like drive off with him
Yeah.
to the Salvatore house where Sheriff Ellen DeGeneres is still in the fucking basement. Like they're waiting for the vervain to get out of her system so they can compel her to forget that they're vampires and that her daughter is a vampire. And there's actually like a really sweet little moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was sweet because I really think Sheriff Ellen DeGeneres is just like trying to pull a fast one over Caroline. But
Oh, well,
Caroline,
we
like,
already knew I was gullible. So.
yeah, literally. I was like, wow, I don't know about that. But yeah, I guess Caroline just opens up to her mom because keep in mind they're not close at all. So Caroline opens up and is like, you know, like it's been really hard. Like I'm a vampire and like Bonnie's mad at me and I just like I'm like going through all these changes. It's kind of like puberty, but she's a vampire now.
Yeah, and her mom just silently hands her the
The tampons and is like, figure it out, girl.
no, that American Girl doll book. What's it
Oh my
called?
God. Like
The Care of You or
the
something like
care of
that. And it's
you,
like some little
yeah.
cartoon girl in a towel.
Yeah.
Just like,
And
what
they're
the
like,
fuck?
here's what your BO is gonna smell like. Here's how you
Yeah,
like
it's like,
shave
why do
your
I
legs.
smell? Yeah, she just hands her that.
Okay, so then Liz is like, wow, like I had no idea. Like you're really going through it. And she basically is like, you know what? Like, okay, you're so gullible, Cheyenne. She literally says, like, you know what? We never get to talk like this. Like, I feel so close to you. Don't let me forget. Like, don't compel me, girl. Haha, love ya. Don't compel me.
Oh, I see
And
where you're getting. I just kind of took it at face value, which wouldn't be the first time I've made that mistake. Actually, I thought it was really sweet. The real Ellen DeGeneres could never, would never, has never
been nice, like the actual
been
real Ellen
kind to
DeGeneres.
anyone.
Yeah,
Yeah.
allegedly.
Except for
Even
me. She was really kind to me when I went to her 12 Days of Christmas giveaways.
so fun. I'm so jealous that you got to do that.
It was before she got canceled, too. It was really in her heyday.
Damn. Yeah, that was when she was like very beloved.
But yeah, I see what you mean. She could maybe just be manipulating Caroline, but Caroline believes her, but she also knows that her mom will never trust Damon and Stefan. She compels her mom and makes her forget everything and that she's been sick with the flu for the past couple of days and that Caroline made her soup, which like so unnecessary to include, but okay.
She needed to get those details. And she's like, and by the way, I was a really good daughter while you were sick with the flu. Remember
She's like,
that.
by the way, I'm really, really cool and funny, and you love me, which is really sad that she had to do that with
Wait, she didn't though, which is so crazy. She's like, and then we go back to being like weird with each other. Like
her mom. Oh.
she had such a good opportunity to make it so that they're like chill
Yeah, but that would
and
be.
close. I guess that'd be inauthentic.
Yeah. And then Damon and Bonnie show up at the Salvatore house with Mason, who's unconscious. And.
They strap him to a chair.
Yeah, they strap him to a chair and Bonnie tries to read his mind. And she tells Damon that she figured out that the moon. Wait.
She's like, it's in
This
a
made me laugh
dark,
so hard.
wet
It's in
place.
a dark hole.
I mean, really
What
follows
did
our
we
narrative.
say?
What did I tell you?
No, it's actually in a well. Which metaphor? Is this all a really extended metaphor?
Maybe. Perhaps.
But yeah, she...
It's like an allegory. Like,
that's the allegory of the well. but yeah, she's like, okay, it looks like it's in a well. I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, she's like, good luck with that information.
So on her way out, she runs into Caroline, and they're still like not super chill because Caroline killed the guy that she was like probably gonna smash, which that sucks, but like move on, you know?
Yeah, and... but Caroline really wants to be her friend, and she's like, hey Bonnie, like what are you up to? She's like, ugh, you know, I have to go to this well to get this fucking moonstone.
No, she literally says, do you remember that old well we used to play in when we were kids? Like, I'm sorry, what in the pilgrim is she talking
an old what in the well 1800s?
Did they not like have like the Barbie Dream Makeover CD-ROM?
Did you not have a Nintendo DS? Like, like, what were you doing?
I was playing Nintendogs.
I was not literally playing well. Keeping my Tamagotchi alive.
Did they not have access to Webkinz and Mystic Balls? They were playing in an old dirty ass well.
At the very least, they could have been playing like Tetherball. Tetherball, man.
I fucking Foursquare. Love Tetherball. I really, mean, yeah, I guess.
It made me nervous.
It did?
Yeah.
Because it would hit you in the face.
The little boys would play and they would just be like, much like the man at the gym. They would just like
hit dare we shit. Recall.
Hit that shit so hard.
Yeah, they were probably thinking about just beating your face in, and instead they were beating their tetherball.
Honestly, probably they're like, this feels really good to hit something. Like, that's where it came.
They get mad at their mom and just go smack the hell out of the tetherball.
I mean, that is kind of healthy, honestly.
Yeah. But... I mean, yeah, I guess I like played outside a lot when I was a kid. I just didn't have a well that I could splash around.
Well, in. We also didn't live next to like an old plantation. So,
yeah, not that we know of. We probably grew up on like a Native American burial ground, though.
I would not be surprised.
Colorado? Come on.
Shit's haunted as fuck.
It is. Wait, what was I talking to you about that TikTok that talks about how LA has sinister energy?
No. So like, do you think LA has sinister energy?
Like, yeah, I guess. A lot of things have sinister energy.
Yeah, America, our entire bitch.
Yes. Our entire country was like built on literal genocide.
Stolen like,
we
land.
All have sinister ass energy in every single city. But yeah, it was like some like astrology girl was like, does anyone else like feel the sinister energy in LA?
Jeez, that's so, really, you're on deep TikTok.
I guess deep talk. But anyways, yeah, there Mystic Falls has sinister ass energy, that's for sure.
Oh yeah.
There are literal supernatural beings there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, anyways, I'm gonna go to that old well. Do you want to come with? And Caroline's so stoked. It's like Bonnie just invited her to Ellen's 12 Days of Christmas giveaways.
She was like, yay, like so exciting. So they go to the well at the edge of the old Lockwood property, i.e. the
plantation.
Plantation.
The plantation.
The plantation.
And Bonnie texts Stefan and is like, hey, the moonstone's in this well. Want to meet me there?
Meet me at the well.
Meanwhile, him and Elena have been pretending to be broken up.
And Elena's like pissed that she's not cued in at every single moment.
Yeah, like she'll see him talking to other people or like,
and she's like, what are you guys talking
getting
about?
Texts, and she literally like will go to the opposite end of where they are and call him and then be mad when he doesn't answer. Like, girl, you have a death threat.
Yeah, out. Relax. Like,
you don't need to know everything that's going on. Also, half of the time he could just be like, I don't know, setting up for the masquerade ball. These people do many things at once.
No, it's so true. And it just Goes to show how short of a leash Elena keeps Stefan on. Like, literally, he's like
She's
talking to his
literally
pals, and she's like,
like,
why don't I know what you guys are saying?
she's
She's like, why won't you
hand
answer
feeding
my call?
him her literal blood every day. Obviously, he's on a short ass leash.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair
Fair
enough.
enough.
But yeah, she's really mad he's not like letting her in on the goss. Like, she basically will die to be let in on the goss, which, so me, I get it. But it just
Yeah, I
feels
think
a
that's why
little
I'm mad is
extreme.
because I really see myself in her. I'm just like, how fucking annoying, right? It is annoying, right? You guys are the
Is that
cool.
annoying? Do you think people are mad at her for that? Is that something people get mad about? Yeah, so she's like mad and he up and leaves and she follows him,
To the
which
well.
way to really make things look like you're broken
Fucking
up.
dating, yeah.
Yeah. But back at the Salvatore house, Damon has Mason strapped to a chair. And dude, the torture porn in this show is freaking insane. Like,
Yeah,
this
the
is
man
not a
on man
teen
torture.
show.
No, it's not. It's literally out of like
It's so
brazers. Is
gross.
that a porn thing?
What's
Brazers,
that?
brazers?
What's
Oh.
Brazzers?
Oh, I think it's like a I'm
You
like, I
think? You think? You're like, I
I'm like,
heard.
I'm like, I saw a TikTok once and I think it's like I think it's like a hardcore like BDSM
You
porn sort of a
think?
really sure. I just can't really remember. Maybe I'm
That's really
thinking
gross. I don't know why anyone would know about that. Don't know what you're talking about. Normally, I Google these things while we're talking, but like, I can't do that.
No, just literally Google it.
No,
Why?
my work computer.
You
Yes, I use my
podcast on
work
your work
computer.
computer to podcast. It's fucking crazy.
I don't know. I'll ask a man about it, I guess. We should ask the guy who's literally beating the hell out of the punching bag. I'm sure he knows all about it.
I'm sure a barefoot
Probably watching it while
cyclist.
he
No, lit. It's he's like just listening to the audio.
our barefoot biker.
Okay. So
His
anyway,
username is Barefoot Biker and he's commenting on everything. Take your shoes
69.
off.
Yeah, he's probably has a mage foot fetish.
You think that people who have foot fetishes though are like into their own feet? Like they wouldn't be, right? Do they find their own feet to be sexually arousing?
No, probably not, but I think they can like appreciate, like maybe they want their feet
To be very
also like
nice.
worshipped or
Yeah.
whatever. Question mark,
Yeah.
question mark. Also,
Question
don't know
mark.
anything about that. Genuinely, I don't have a foot fetish.
Okay.
I
All right.
can't.
You're like, I wouldn't know anything about that. I definitely do not know anything about that.
Wait, I have such a fucking creepy story. So one time my friend in high
Episode's gonna be
school
3 hours long.
my friend in high school, which by the way, if you're listening, hey girl, it's been a while, but she like
Oh my God, okay.
okay, but one time she posted she like went to the mountains and she like posted a video like a photo on Instagram when Instagram was like not cool, right? She posted like
When was
a
Instagram
picture of
not
her
cool? Other than
in
right
like
now.
2014. She like posted a picture of her feet like in like a stream or
For
something and was like,
free?
oh, like like the mountains literally for free before we knew. And she like got a comment from an old man. Keep in mind we were like 16 at the time. She got a comment from a man being like, those are such beautiful feet. And we both were like, ew, what the
Oh
hell?
my God, monetize that shit, girl.
I know. I hope she deleted that photo.
Damn. Now I'm trying to think. I feel
Damn.
like every picture, I don't know if there's any picture, or there's like one picture where I think I am barefoot maybe on Instagram. I shouldn't be
You
giving that
should
away for
check that.
free.
No, censor that shit. That is
Yeah,
money.
that's money.
That's
And
money, baby.
I'll look into that after this. But
They're
torture. Yeah,
torturing
torture.
him.
Okay,
They're
yeah. I was
torturing
like,
him, yeah.
where? How did we? Okay. Damon's like, take your shoes
He's just
off.
like using a feather on his feet. He's like, you like that? You little wolf boy.
And oh my God, this gets so fucking creepy. Jeremy, of course, pops the fuck in again. Go away, Jeremy. They're having a moment. And he's like, oh, by the way, I found, he like says the scientific name of the herb, which it's wolfsbane.
So they have this like toxic plant. Like,
it's just a bundle of fucking herbs. It looks like something that you would put next to crystals in your living room.
Yeah. Like you could probably find it at like Joann's.
Joann's. Yeah.
Michael's.
Dude, Joann's has sinister fucking energy.
Wait, Joann's hates gay people, right? They're like not.
I think that's Hobby Lobby. No, Hobby Lobby hates women. So probably hates gay people as well.
Hobby Lobby hates women. That's their whole demographic.
Guys can craft, okay?
Okay, yeah, sorry. That was so like heteronormative.
That was so narrow-minded of you, Nicole. Yeah, Hobby Lobby is the one that's like very, very Catholic and doesn't want to include in, they like won the court case based on like religious freedom or whatever, that they don't want to give their employees access to birth control as healthcare.
Oh, as they shouldn't, because women should. They are wombs.
Yeah.
Just call women what they are, which wombs. Is a womb.
Yeah.
Which is a womb.
Yeah. That's a really good point, Nicole.
you can quote me on that.
So anyways, Damon's like brandishing this freaking bundle of herbs. And is like, it's basically like what vervain is to vampires, I guess wolfsbane is to werewolves. So he's like touching his face with it and it's burning and shit. And he's like, tell me what you and Catherine are doing with the moonstone. Why is Catherine getting the moonstone for you? And he's not talking. So Damon literally like shoves the wolfsbane into his mouth and like makes him like chew it. And it's like burning and bleeding.
Gross.
It's very a la Scott Disick in his villain era when he like shoved money in that waiter's mouth on Keeping Up.
Jeez. It's like
that?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that
he
scene.
Literally like shoved dollar bills in a waiter's mouth.
Wow, the power trip.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah. But the whole time Jeremy kind of can't handle the heat. And Damon's like, then get out of the kitchen. Damon's literally like,
if you can't handle the torture, then get out of the chamber. So
he's like, if you can't handle the pseudo sexual nature of this torture, then get out of my porn studio.
Mason finally answers. He's had enough.
He says that they're in love. He's like, Catherine and I love each other. And Damon's like, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Dumbass.
She doesn't love you, which that's like a harsh thing to grasp. Mason is just so gullible. Like, how could he possibly think that they were in love? They just met.
I don't think they just met.
Oh, I guess they
met.
Didn't. No, they did know each other. But they just rekindled
Dude,
their
Catherine's
romance.
Hot.
Word,
and hot
word,
people
word.
Always tell the truth. So Mason's on the wrong here. You can trust any hot person.
That's so facts, especially a hot woman.
Especially a hot woman. They definitely don't have any ulterior motives. That's for sure.
But
he's like, no, Catherine loves me and we're going to use the moonstone to get rid of my curse.
Yeah.
Because she loves me.
Because we love each other.
Because Damon thinks it's really fucking funny and is laughing. And he's like, Catherine doesn't give a shit about anyone and she's just using you. And he's like, okay, you're clearly really dumb and aren't going to give me any more answers. He tells Jeremy to leave, which is in some ways merciful of him, I guess.
It's quite merciful. Jeremy leaves and then he just like kills Mason.
He rips his heart out.
He literally shoves his hand in his chest cavity and rips his heart out.
Which?
Gross.
Metaphor?
Allegory?
This show is really queer coded.
It's super queer. Devin gets to the well and
Elena's
he's like,
okay. Hey, I followed you.
And he's like, Jesus. Okay. He's like, well, I'm just gonna grab the moonstone hella quick from the well. BRB. And Elena's like, all right, like, bye, be careful, like, I'll be right here when you come back. So
you can grab the moonstone from my well, Stefan.
Yeah, exactly. So Stefan jumps in and he's like, ah, and he's like getting burned. And turns out the well is full of vervain water. And he's
like,
screaming.
You know, when they give like babies with eczema when they give them like little bleach baths.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I can't believe babies have eczema. Damn. give the baby a break.
They're human. Dude, it's really fucked up that babies get eczema.
Like, is no one talking about this?
Are we not on that?
I haven't seen this on Facebook yet.
Where can I donate?
It's super fucked up.
You're so appalled.
I'm like, whoa. Babies, you say?
Babies?
Let me make sure I heard this right. Babies have eczema? Okay.
So he's freaking out and screaming. Caroline and Bonnie run and find them. Elena's freaking out because her boyfriend's having ouchies.
She can't do anything about it. She's just mortal.
Just a silly woman. A silly, silly, skinny haw woman. They had the wherewithal to bring with them like a gigantic fucking chain, which... Did they run by like Home Depot before?
I thought it was just sitting by the well.
Oh, was it? I thought they brought it with them.
BYOC.
Like what? It was just sitting by the well? That's convenient.
Yeah, I guess. People do be playing in the well, so.
Yeah, I guess that's not the most unrealistic part of this show. they lower their children in with the chains so they can play in the... vein water in the well.
So
they lower Elena in and she like straps stuff into the chain and Caroline starts pulling him up and she's in the well like looking for the moonstone.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, this actually kind of freaked me the fuck out. There's a bunch of snakes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which hot take. Snakes are scary.
Fucking scary. So it was like very scary. Like Harry Potter-esque. Like
it was really Indiana First Jones.
Ooh, Indiana Jones. Love that.
really
But
good
anyway,
movie.
she does find the moonstone and then they pull her up.
But yeah, she
So they're both saved. Stefan looks tough too.
Yeah, he looks really bad.
Looks not good.
Elena gives him some of her wrist blood. A heavier flow than Finky blood.
Heavy flow, yeah.
He gets home where
Yeah, by the
Damon...
time he's home, he looks great.
He looks really good.
And Damon's like trying to hide a body. Mason's
they keep wrapping up the bodies in their rug. So do they just keep ordering new rugs?
Rugs are hella expensive.
Rugs are really expensive, especially the kind that they have.
Yeah, they have like a 12
like a Persian
12.
Rug.
Yeah.
She's I guess they have
like
a lot of money.
Thousands of dollars.
But I just feel like there's a better way. Like, don't they have like a tarp or something?
Yeah, like use trash bags like everyone else.
Like the rest of us.
And then Damon calls Catherine and he's like, oh, like, hey, honey bun, killed your boy. And Catherine goes,
Damon's
really,
really
shouldn't
a
have.
Dummy for that.
And Catherine's like, wow, that was a really bad plan, but I'm already 10 steps ahead of you.
Just
and
took a plan
goes,
B.
Literally not pregnant, so I have a lot of time. No, but she's like, well, that was plan A. And if that didn't work, which it didn't, I have a plan B and a plan C. And you know how the alphabet works.
And she's
which
like
is
also,
like so condescending.
Yeah, that was really condescending of her. She's also like, but speaking of plan B, isn't it fucking crazy that it doesn't work once you're over 155 pounds?
They just do like kind of like a,
it's a PS, she looks at the camera.
She's like, you should not take more than 4 plan Bs in your lifetime or it can hurt your chances of getting pregnant. Back at Elena's house, Alaric and Jenna are making dinner and it's like really sweet. He's like, where's the salt, baby? And they like Ew. Kiss and she's like, it's on the table, baby.
Ew, can I do a petty pullover really quick?
Sure.
I hate when couples feed each other.
Yeah, it's pretty cringe.
That's disgusting. If I have the misfortune to be married one day and I have a wedding, I do not want to feed each other cake with our bare fingers.
Yeah.
I just realized how strongly I feel about this.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's really gross. People are like, try the sauce. And they like dip their fucking finger in it and put it in the other person's mouth.
Gross. Health when code. Was the last time you washed your hands?
It's
but they're being sweet with each
I'm
other.
Happy for them.
And then Elena gets home. Jenna's like on the phone and she like comes over and she's like, Elena, it's for you. And Elena's like,
Catherine calls via landline.
That they have a landline, which is to the house.
Which, thank you for explaining. I feel like people don't know that. How young are you guys?
Know.
Who yeah, are you?
By the way, how young are y'all?
Stop. Which, by the way, how
young are you? No. I just want to make sure everyone knows what a landline is.
Yeah, I'm so close to getting a landline so I can throw my phone into the Pacific Ocean.
Dude, I fucking hate my phone. I didn't have, not to brag you guys, but I didn't have Instagram for like 2 weeks.
Because you weren't busy at the gym.
Because I was so busy working on my fitness. And I re-downloaded it and I like went on it this morning and I was like, this makes me want to literally jump out of my window.
Literally die.
Like, I hated it. And yeah.
But did you kind of love it too?
No, I didn't. I really want to go off the grid, dude. Whatever. We can talk about this later, but I fucking hate being on the grid.
Dude, you're just like not like anyone else.
I'm just built hella different.
Yeah, you keep asking me if I want to like move to a small town in Wyoming with you. Stop
Girl,
asking.
Wait,
I might
I
take you up
on
it.
I want to be on a commune. Like, I don't want to be in a cult. Like, I want to just have like a little community and like maybe I'm in charge of it. Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
No, but, you said you don't want to like actually have to work. Cause I was like, you know, if you're on a commune, like you're still going to have to like do some of the farming and like, you know, do some of the stuff associated with making a commune run.
And what did I say?
You said that you would have a very important job and you would be the commune whore. That is what you said. You said you would be the prostitute. You said that's a really important job and a job someone needs to fill. Stop gaslighting me. That's what you said.
Okay, that is what I said. But also, alternatively, I would enjoy being like the commune jester.
Oh, the jester. You could do both.
I could do both. I can make you laugh and make you.
Jester. Let me know if you find a commune.
Or alternatively, like a tiny house village.
Or do they have those?
Maybe I just want to live like in an RV park.
Van life. You can't live in a van though without Instagram. That's a requirement. You have to tell everyone that you live in a van.
I would make sure everyone knows and then I would just like delete everything so they just like wonder for all of eternity what I'm up to.
How are you gonna get brand deals then?
Yeah, how do I make money? I just like don't want to do anything ever. I think I'm like, man, well anyway,
you want to be a jester or a whore?
I'm really good at
some of to be those jobs are ancient and very in every culture there's a jester
in every culture in every timeline.
Prostitution is like the original women's
occupation
unfortunately.
Sex work is work.
Yeah,
I laughed but I'm serious. Okay, anyway.
Catherine calls Elena on the landline and
she's like, hey, like, I know y'all aren't broken up.
You've been fake fighting. Jenna has been off of Vervain and I've been compelling her to tell me everything that's going on with you two. And Stefan and Elena have been fucking idiots and have had Stefan sleeping over in Elena's bed every night. So obviously Jenna's going to hear some shit.
I can't believe she allows that too.
She's
not
a, cool
a good, aunt. Not a cool parental figure.
Actually a really cool parental figure.
She's a teen.
Would you let your teen have sleepovers with their boyfriend?
Probs not.
They're just gonna sleep in the car then.
Ugh, so true. I'd rather them do it in a bed than in a car.
I don't know. It's kind of like a rite of passage though, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So true.
That's not our problem right now, but
ever probably, but yeah.
Or ever, but not if Plan B sticks around and we stay under 155. But she's like, She's been spying on you guys and telling me everything. And while she's on the, while Elena's sitting there on the phone with Catherine, Jenna grabs one of the kitchen knives, holds it up, and stabs herself in the stomach.
This felt like very Shakespearean to me. for some reason, like, it was like sort of beautiful. Deep. Like, she just did it so nonchalantly, and like, yeah, she just accepted her fate.
I mean, Catherine, any case, like, literally compelled her to stab herself. But
I mean, yeah, yeah, but yeah, that I, that was like Catherine's really dark. Like,
no one's safe. XOXO, gossip yeah, girl.
So true.
So Elena and Alaric freak the fuck out and take her to the hospital.
She ends up being fine.
That's so embarrassing. I think they probably say in the next episode, but like, Catherine probably like compelled her to think that she just like tripped and fell and stabbed herself. She's like, that's so humiliating.
Yeah.
They go to the hospital. The doctors say that she'll be fine. It was really lucky. Okay. Wow. That is really lucky. She stabbed herself. Because she literally, where all your organs are. Well, not all of them, but like
a lot with like a chef's knife. Like, that was like not yeah, some little bit. Like, little itty bitty.
Like an Emily Mariko ass. Like,
yeah, like nice chop it knife. Elena goes to Stefan's estate and she's like, listen,
she,
like,
which, why would you leave? I don't know. I guess she I know, has time to leave the hospital.
They have a lot of hours in the day in the show.
Clearly.
But she comes and she's like, we were fools. Like, we can't keep hiding from Catherine. She is just too smart and hot and sexy for us. And so then they decide that they have to break up. And by the way, Stefan's performance during this breakup, Emmy worthy. Where's this man's Emmy? He was sobbing.
Dude, he literally has like mascara tears though. Did you notice that? Like, no, even the makeup department did him dirty like that. Give him some waterproof mascara at least.
At least. But yeah, he be crying. Yeah, and he was like, crying. No, Elena. And Elena's like, we gotta do it. We gotta do it to him.
I mean, the fact that it took her aunt almost dying for him to dump this flop of a man is, I mean, just everything he's put her through, like him being in her life, like so many people can die and she doesn't care until it's someone she knows. And then she's like, wait, this is like maybe not healthy.
Yeah, so true. It has,
he's
to
like,
be
OMG, prank or no prank? Like, are we still pranking?
He's like, okay, I'll see you tonight though. Wink, wink. And she's like, no.
Yeah, no, they, like, no prank, they do break up. And it's really dramatic and sad.
So here's how the episode ends. It's Catherine, and she's, like, talking to Matt. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, like, Matt, I needed a werewolf, and now my werewolf is dead, so I need a new werewolf. And what are you going to do, Matt? And he's like, I will fight Tyler, and I won't stop till he kills me. AKA, he's going to trigger the curse to make Tyler mm-hmm. turn into a werewolf so Catherine can use him for her little gaming games.
Surprised that no one has used Matt as a pawn yet. He's so breedable and submissive.
He's so submissive, dude. Yeah.
So he's kind of the perfect pawn. So good for Catherine for figuring that out.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be more consistent.
Yeah, sorry.
And keep letting us climb those improv charts, you guys. We really appreciate it.
120, self-worth here we depends come. On our number on the Apple Podcast improv chart.
Literally.
Gonna put improv artist as my LinkedIn profession.
Mine just says
no
podcaster.
One takes me seriously anymore.
Yeah, literally. All right.
Okay, love you.
Love you, ciao.
Mystic Balls.